لله الحمد لله كفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, the creator of the entire universe. We send durood and salawat upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last night was the Mubarak night of Bara'ah. And you may have heard talks in various places, advices on how to carry ourselves out on this Mubarak night. This is such a night wherein the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was raining down. And just to revise, firstly for myself and all of us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of benefit for all of us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many, many souls, frees many souls from the fire of Jahannam. To such an extent, in the hadith we are told, more than the amount of hair on the goats of Banu Kalb. Banu Kalb was that tribe that had the most amount of goats. In Medina Munawwara, there wasn't anyone who owned more goats than them. So such forgiveness was being distributed from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are about 8 groups of people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the ahadith, who even on this night are deprived of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention to us? So that if any one of us is involved in any of these crimes, then we can make tawbah and ask for forgiveness and free ourselves from this sin, so that we may also gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. This was the compassion and the love that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah, that he wanted us to succeed at every juncture. So time is short, we'll go quickly through these 8 categories of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and protect us. And if we are involved, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make sincere tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness, so that before Ramadan comes, our hearts are clean and pure. We are ready to welcome the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Each one of these is a topic on its own, but very quickly, we will go through these sins, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even on this night, these people will be deprived. Number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the mushrik, a person who ascribes partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah makes it very clear in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That when it comes to shirk and ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is something that is unpardonable. This is something that will never be forgiven unless a person makes sincere tawbah. He makes sincere repentance and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, and he stops from his evil of shirk. Then this is such a thing that will never be forgiven if a person dies upon shirk. Ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is alone, Allah is one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. That Allah is one and all alone. Allah has no partner. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Allah did not give birth to anyone, nor did anyone give birth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is nobody equal to Allah. Allah is all alone, Allah is unique in His Zat and His Sifat, in His being and His attributes. Allah is totally independent, Allah is all alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any form of shirk in whatever way. One is a person openly he is making shirk, he is worshipping something besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, we understand that to be shirk. But ulama explain that there is something called hidden shirk also. Something called concealed shirk. In the ahadith we learn, man salla yura'i faqad ashrak. A person who performs salah to show off to people, he is committing shirk. Because that ibadah was supposed to be purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when there is some dilution in the intention, that I want people to recognize my ibadah, I'm giving charity so that people must recognize me, then now he is making shirk. He is joining someone else with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that ibadah of his. So this is something that we have to be very, very careful about. That even in our ibadah, whatever ibadah it may be, but it has to be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That quality of ikhlas, sincerity, that every amal must be done solely and only to please Allah and nobody else. Inna Allah tayyib wa la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Allah is most pure and Allah only accepts that which is absolutely pure. Untainted, unadulterated. So that is the first person that will be deprived of the mercy of Allah on the night of Bara'a, the mushrik. The one who ascribes partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, mushahin. A person who harbors malice and hatred, enmity towards other people. A Muslim is supposed to have a clean heart towards other Muslims. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized this in many ahadith. The famous hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, oh my young boy, if you can spend your day and night in such a way that your heart is free from malice against anyone, then please do so. Why? Because this is my sunnah. And the one who has love for my sunnah, he has love for me. And the one who has love for me will be my companion in Jannah. So we have to keep our hearts clean. On one occasion, Sahaba was seated with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba, a person is going to come just now. He is from the people of Jannah. He is guaranteed a Jannati. After a while, one Ansari Sahabi walked in with his shoes in his left hand. And he had just made wudu. The water of wudu was still dripping down from his face and hands. And he walked in. So, this happened for the first day. The second day again, same announcement was made. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person is going to come just now, and he is a person of Jannat. He is a Jannati. And a short while later, the same person walks in again. For the third day, the same announcement is made, and the same person comes. So one Sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he said that I have to find out what is the special amal of this person, what is the special action this person is doing. That 3 days in a row, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the announcement that he is a person of Jannat. So he goes up to this person and he makes some excuse and says, can I spend a few days with you? I have some domestic issues, some problems with my family, and I just want to stay away for a short while. So if you don't mind, can I stay with you for a few days? He says, by all means, you come and stay with me, no problem. So he spends 3 days with the Sahabi. He says, I didn't notice anything extraordinary that he was doing, anything extra. He was doing the normal ibadah that all of us were doing. He was performing his salah, he was making his zikr, whatever. But there was no extra ibadah that he was doing. He wasn't like spending the whole night in tahajjud or something like that. But I noticed that whenever his eyes opened during the night, he turned, he used to take the name of Allah, make the zikr of Allah and go back to sleep. So after 3 days went, he went up to this person and said, look, I had no problem at home. There was no such thing. But this is the story that we heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 3 days in a row making this announcement that a person from the people of Jannah is going to come. And you were the one that walked in. So I wanted to find out what is the special action that you are doing which earned you this rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, you've seen what I have done. Nothing more than the usual. So the Sahabi turned around to go. He was disappointed that he didn't see anything out of the ordinary. As he was going, the Sahabi called him and said, perhaps there is one action that I do every day. Perhaps this may be the means, or this may be the reason why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this announcement. He said, every night before I go to sleep, then I clean my heart of any ill feelings towards any Muslim, towards anyone. if anybody has done any wrong to me, then I forgive them before I go to sleep. If anybody has done anything to me, then I forgive them and I clean my heart. And I sleep in such a condition that my heart is clean from any malice against anyone. So the Sahabi tells him, yes, definitely this is that action through which you have earned the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. So Allah give us a tawfiq and understanding that we keep our hearts clean from any type of malice, jealousy, animosity towards anybody, towards any Muslim. A Muslim has to have a big heart, a clean heart, a heart to forgive, a heart to overlook the faults of others. Yes, we are living in this world and people will do things that will definitely, it will annoy us. Something will happen, some argument, some fight, something will break out. But we have to have the heart to forgive. If we will forgive, Allah will forgive us. So that was the second group of people. Number three, a person who is addicted to wine, wine and intoxicants. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, kullu muskirin haram. Everything that intoxicates is haram, is forbidden. A person who is addicted to wine, addicted to intoxicants, drugs, etc., then this is a person who will be deprived of Allah's forgiveness on this night also. On the night of Bara'ah, may Allah save us and protect us. So we have to make tawbah and istighfar. If we are involved in it, then let us make tawbah. Let this be the turning point, this night of Bara'ah that has come. Oh Allah, I will not put anything unlawful in my system again. I will not take anything unlawful, whether it is drugs, whether it is alcohol, whether it is wine, whatever it may be, anything that intoxicates a person. This is something that is totally forbidden in Islam. And unfortunately today, our Muslim youth are involved in it. Allah save us and protect us. When a person is under the influence of intoxicants, alcohol, etc., then he'll do the worst of things. Because a person is not in his mind. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said something to this effect. The mother of all evil is intoxicants. The mother of all evil is wine. Number four. A person who is disobedient to his parents. And this is something that cannot be overemphasized in the Quran Sharif, in the Ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes again and again the importance of showing kindness to one's parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. To such an extent that Allah has coupled it with His ibadat. That Allah has ordained you worship none but Allah. You only worship one Allah. And then the very next command, the very next injunction that is mentioned, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that you treat your parents kindly. You be kind to your parents. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, a person who looks with love towards his parents, he glances with a glance of love to his parents, then he gets the reward of an accepted Hajj. So Sahaba were surprised. They asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what if a person looks at the face of his parents with love 100 times a day? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَإِن نَظَرَ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. Even though he looks at them 100 times with the eye of mercy, with the eye of love, he will get the reward of 100 Hajj. So kindness to one's parents, obedience to one's parents. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked on one occasion, what is the right that the child owes to his parents? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam summed it up very, very beautifully. Huma jannatuk wa naruk. They are either your jannat or your jahannam. By serving them, you will earn your jannah. And Allah save us and Allah protect us. If we break the hearts of our parents, then we are earning our jahannam. Man asbaha muti'an lillahi fi walidayh asbaha lahu babani maftuhan min al-jannah. That person who gets up in the morning in such a condition that he is obedient to his parents. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he is got up in the morning in this condition that two doors of Jannah are wide open for him. And if he gets up in this condition that he is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to his parents, أَصْبَحَ لَهُ بَابَانِ مَفْتُوحَانِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah save us, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he has got up in such a condition that two doors of Jahannam are open for him. If he has to leave this world in that condition, he's going straight to Jahannam. Allah save us and protect us. So this is also a person who will be deprived of Allah's mercy and forgiveness on the night of Bara'ah, a person who is disobedient to his parents. Then, number five, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that person who allows his garments to flow below his ankles. And this is something we spoke about a few weeks ago. We don't wish to go into the details, but this is also something the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized in many ahadiths that for a male, the garment should always be above the ankles. At all times, not only in the masjid, but at all times, whether we are out of the masjid, wherever we may be, our garments should always be above the ankles. That person who allows his garments to flow below his ankles, he will be deprived of Allah's mercy and forgiveness on the night of Bara. Then going on further, the person who commits the act of murder, unjustly, he killed somebody, he will be deprived of Allah's mercy. And number seven, that person who commits adultery, zina, a person who is involved in the action of, one is the actual action of zina, but everything that leads to it also, that is forbidden. When it comes to the prohibition of zina, Allah does not say don't commit zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْتَرَبُوا الزِّنَا, don't even come close. That everything that will lead you to that action of zina, that is also forbidden. Whether it is that text message, whether it is that wrong glance, whether it is that smile that a person gives to that strange woman, all this is leading towards the act of zina, and all this is forbidden and prohibited. Bismillah says, zina al-ayni al-nazar. The zina of the eyes is the improper glance. A person who looks at someone who is not supposed to look at, that is also zina. So Allah save us and protect us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says two things. When two things will become common amongst the people, then the azab of Allah will definitely fall upon them. إِذَا ظَهَرَ الْرِبَى وَالزِّنَا فِي قَوْمٍ فَقَدْ أَحَلُّوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ. When riba and zina become common in any nation, they know very well they have already brought down the wrath and the azab of Allah on them. So that was number seven. And the last one, very quickly, time is up already. The last one that is mentioned in the ahadith, that person who breaks off ties with his family members. Family ties, this is something very, very important, that we have to always maintain family ties. Man wasal, on the day of Qiyamah, the family ties will intercede in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala man wasalani wasalahu Allah, wa man qata'ani qata'ahu Allah. That the one, oh Allah, the one who has joined me, oh Allah, you join him also. Bring him close to you. And oh Allah, the one who has cut me, the one who broke me off, then oh Allah, you also break him off from your mercy. All of us desire the mercy of that. We have to make sure that we join family ties. Be the first one to join up. Someone has broken off with us. We be the first one to go and make salam. Try to join up. But we will be the one who will get the reward first. Silman qata'ak wa'afu amman zalamak. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. This is the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The one who cuts off from you, you join up with him. The one who has oppressed you, has wronged you, forgive him, overlook him. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى, the height of akhlaq, the one who is doing bad to you, you do good to him. That is hardest on the nafs. Imagine a person is going all out to do bad to you, to harm you, to cause taklif to you. But what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, you do good to him. You be the better one. You show the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to see that if we are involved in any of these activities, let us make sincere tawbah. The doors of tawbah are open. Allah's mercy is showering down. Allah is ready to accept our tawbah. We have to be ready to present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take from His mercy and forgiveness. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.